Chapter 5 Marriage. One question that Elizabeth avoided was marriage. Her Privy Council expected her to marry. Elizabeth wanted to remain single. She said, "It is monstrous that the feet should direct the head." By that she meant that the Privy Council, who was beneath her, the feet, could not tell her, the head, what to do. In 1559, King Philip of Spain asked to marry Elizabeth. He had married her sister, Queen Mary, in hopes of expanding his vast empire. Now Mary was dead. It was still in Spain's interest for Philip to marry England's new queen. Royalty did not marry for love. They married for power. If two people from two countries wed, their countries united. Philip expected to take control of England after his marriage to Elizabeth. Elizabeth turned Philip down. She valued her independence. She saw many reasons not to marry him, or anyone else. From her father's marriages, she understood how quickly a king could make a queen a prisoner, or put her to death. If Elizabeth became pregnant, there was a great risk of her dying in childbirth. She told her advisers that even had she been born a poor milkmaid, she would rather stay single than marry a rich king. Still, the proposals kept coming in. From the moment she was crowned, kings and royalty from all over Europe wanted a chance to woo the queen and rule England. Although she did not want any man making decisions for her, Elizabeth was smart enough to pretend to be interested in a husband. In this way, she kept the Privy Council happy. It also kept rulers of other countries from waging war against England. No man was going to invade England if Elizabeth might say yes to his proposal. So, did Elizabeth ever fall in love? To this day, no one knows for sure. If Elizabeth could have married for love, many historians believe she would have chosen Robert Dudley, Earl of Leicester. Robert and Elizabeth had met when they were children. Like Elizabeth, Robert was well-educated and clever. Elizabeth called Robert her sweet Robin and kept him at court near her. But Elizabeth and Robert remained friends, and Robert married someone else. The Privy Council had another strong reason for wanting Elizabeth to marry. They wanted her to have a child, an heir. With no heir, Elizabeth could die and leave England in a power struggle. So as the Queen grew older, the Privy Council grew more worried. Who would rule after Elizabeth died?